And we're holding on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the fifth line. And we're in the middle of discussing the question of Heter Mitztaref Le'Isur in connection with a Nazir, where Reb Yochanan had said that in general Heter is not Mitztaref Le'Isur, meaning that if a person eats, for example, some meat and then some chalev, and the total is a kazayis, he won't get Malkus, with the exception of a Nazir. We said, according to Rabbi Akiva, that in fact it will, for example, a Nazir soaks bread in wine and he eats it as long as the total is a kazayis, even though the actual wine is less than a kazayis, then he's going to be chayiv. So that led us into a whole, then we had Zairi said also by other halachas. Anyway, we were discussing Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. So Abaya asked Rabbi Dimi a bunch of questions on it, where that on the face of it, we have various Mishnayos and Braisis and whatever that seem to say that we don't say that. And each time Reb Dimi gives him an answer. In one case, it's because you're not really going to have, because you need Kedzayis B'chdeachavas Pras. In the case of Kurta Chababli, you're not going to have that. In the case of various things involving Truma, we can be talking about where it's Truma Dirabanan, either because it's spices, which to begin with, the Truma is only Dirabanan, or even if it's Truma of grain, because we're talking about nowadays where all Truma, according to some opinions, all Truma is now Dirabanan. So now the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya, Mimai Dahai Mishras Lehetu Mitztaref Le'Isuhu Da'asa. How do you know that this word Mishras that we're saying is coming to teach us that Heter Mitztaref Le'Isur? Duma Litin Tam Ki Ikuhu Da'asa. Maybe instead the concept of what we learn from the word Mishras is a different concept called Tam Ki Ikur. Now, tam ki ikur means exactly that. The taste is like the ikur. What's the difference between that and and heter mitztaref le'isur? So Rashi in Psachim explains, and where this sugya is also in Psachim, and this is, by the way, this whole sugya is one of the basic sugyas in Hilchos Ta'arovus. So a lot of concepts in Hilchos Ta'arovus come from this sugya and the parallel one in Psachim. Anyway, Rashi in Psachim learns that Tam ke'ikr would mean that you don't have the actual mamushus of the osir substance. You only have its taste, and that's enough to make it osir. For example, as we're going to discuss in the Gemara over here, a nazir would soak grapes in wine. There's no mamushus of the grape in water, rather. Or soak grapes in water. There's no mamushus of the grapes in the water, but there may be taste of the grapes in the water, and that would be and that might be enough to be mechayvim. Heter mitztaref le'isur, on the other hand, Rashi learns that it doesn't require that they're mixed together, b'chlal. You could have that the heter and the isur are actually eaten separately, and neither one gives a flavor to the other one at all, and nevertheless, the fact that he's eating them together, maybe one after the other, or whatever, both b'chdeachivas pras, Rashi learns that would be heter mitztaref le'isur, so it would be mechayiv him. In other words, in the case of a nozir over here, wouldn't even have to be that he soaked bread in wine. It would be, if we said heter mitztaref le'isur, we would say, for example, that if he were to eat a half kazayis of bread, and immediately after that, a half kazayis of grapes, then he would be chayiv, even though the grapes obviously are not giving any flavor to the bread because he's not eating them together, as opposed to tam ke'ikr would involve that where he actually soaked one in the other, but there's no mamushus of the one in the other. That's a point of Rashi. The Baal HaMor has a whole different explanation that tam ke'ikr means that you are talking about that you have a kazayis of the osir substance, but it's completely mixed in, and then you can't tell it's there at all except by its taste. As opposed to heter mitztaref le'isur would be where you see the mamoshus of it, so it would be a difference of whether it's actually completely blended in or not. And then you have a number of different other opinions of Rishonim what exactly the difference is. Anyway, Abaya is saying now to Rav Dimi that you're telling me, Rabbi Yochanan says, that from the word mishras, which it says by a nazir, which mishras means soaked. So we said that, for example, Rabbi Akiva says if he were to soak bread in wine, or if he were to soak grapes in water, if he were to soak bread in wine, he'd be chayev for eating the bread. And you're telling me because hetem mitztaref le'isur, how do you know? Maybe it's teaching us tam ke'ikr. Maybe it's teaching us, for example, this concept about soaking grapes in water where there's no mamushus of the grapes at all, and still that's enough to make him chayev. So the Gemara asks, what's Abaya's logic? Well, Abaya, mi'ikra kokashale ma'idika omer of dimi. At first, Abaya seems to be going backwards over here, kind of. First, he's asking on what Rav Dimi says about heter mitztaref le'isur, v'komoisiv le'kol holin tiyuv. He asked him all the questions that we had on the previous daf. So he was saying, in other words, that he's arguing that even by other isurim we should say heter mitzdarifle, so not just by nazir. And now he's making a 180-degree turn, and now he's saying hodr amalei litan tam keiker. Now he wants to say that the whole concept of heter mitzdarifle isur is not applying, that we're only saying tam keiker. So first he's trying to extend heter mitzdarifle isur to many other isurim. All of a sudden now he's coming and trying to do the opposite and arguing that maybe even by nazir it shouldn't apply, and we should say only heter mitzdarifle, and we should say only tam keiker. So what's going on over here? And the answer is Basir Shani Le Amale. So after Rav Dimi had answered all of Abaye's various questions and showed him how we could say we have proofs that we don't say Heter Mitzdar, that we can say with all the Mishnayos and Braises that Abaye brought, we can say we don't necessarily hold of Tam of Heter Mitzdar of the Isser by other Isurim. And therefore we can be meiko when it comes to Truma de Rabbanan and so on and so forth. So then Abaye admitted to him. So now Omalei. So now he says maybe Bechlal in that case. Then where are you even getting Heter Mitzdarif Leisur Dumalit and Tam Keiker? Maybe then the whole thing is only coming to tell us Tam Keiker even by Nazir. So that's why Abaye made a 180-degree turn. After Rav Dimi answered him in all these cases, that you see that we can in fact say that we don't say Heter Mitzdarif Leisur by anything else other than Nazir, and that is why we don't have it by the cases of Truma and then so on and so forth. So now Abaye says, well, in that case, maybe there's no such thing as Heter Mitzdarif Leisur even by Nazir. Maybe even by Nazir, all you have is Tam Keiker. Which again, according to Rashi, the difference would be Tam Keiker would be you don't have any of the mamoshos of it. All you have is the taste of it, and that's enough to make it osur. And according to the Baal HaMor, the vote would be Tam Keiker. It's so blended in that all you have is the taste of it, and yet we don't say it's butter. And Abaye continues, L'chadetanya, as in fact we learn in a Braisa, Mishras, there are gusoyes that the word l'chadetanya doesn't belong over here because that would be the Gemara editorializing rather than Abaye saying. So it could be the Gemara editorializing and bringing a braisa that in fact there is such a thing as tam keiker, and then therefore Abaye could be asking that. Or we could say that instead of l'chadetanya that you have the wording would be slightly different and that Abaye himself would be mentioning it. Anyway, so you have a braisa in fact. So Tosfos in fact says that you don't have the word detanya or lechidetanya. Abaye did not in fact know this braisa. So the word lechidetanya or detanya doesn't necessarily belong over here. Although Tosfos says there is maybe a way of justifying it. So we learn in a braisa, mishras litan tam keiker, that in fact the word mishras comes to teach us the concept of tam keiker, shem shara anovim b'maim, that if a person soaked grapes in water, v'yashbam tam yayin, and the water now has the taste of wine in it, chayev, then a nozer is chayev for drinking that water. Or mikanat adon kol isur in Shabbat Torah. And based on this, continues the braisa, you can learn from it for other isurim in the Torah that the concept of tam keiker will apply to them as well. Namely, we would make a kavachomer. Uman nazir, consider the case of a nazir, she'ein isurei isur olam, a nazirus is not an isur forever, there could be, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, there could be such a thing as a nazir olam, but ordinarily nazirus is only for 30 days. So it's not forever. V'ein isurei isur hanah, there's no isur hanah in it. A nazir is allowed to have hanah from wine and grapes and whatnot. He's just not allowed to eat them. Tosfos brings an example. For example, you can make an eruv tchumen for a nazir using wine. He can't drink it. Doesn't matter. Other people can drink it, and he can have hanah from it. V'yesh heter li'isurai, and there's a heter for the isur because the nazir can be matur neder. And yet, also by tam keiker, yet we're saying that we make tam keiker and we're machmer. So kilaya kerem, then let's consider the opposite would be with kilaya kerem, where you planted grapes and grain or grapes and vegetables near each other, where she isurin isur olam, whatever grows from kilaya kerem is also forever, the isurin isur hana, and it's also bahana, not just to eat, it's also bahana as well. V'ein heter l'isuran, and there's no heter for the isur. Once something is kalaya kerem, then that's it. It remains kalaya kerem forever. You can't be matter it. Ein adin shi'asa by tam keiker. How much more so that we should say in a tam keiker v'hu adin la'orla b'shtayim, and we can also draw an analogy to orla with two out of those three things. What are the two out of the three? So Tosfos brings from Rashi in Psachim that that the two are, that it's an Isser Hana, and there's no heter for the Isser during the first 3 years, because whatever grew during the time of Orla is never going to be mutter. So you don't have the third one of yesh het. So you have isur hana, and you have isur olam. So those are two of the three. Tosfos learns differently, actually, that what you have is that, first of all, Tosfos says you do have, in a way, a heter for its isur. Eventually comes the fourth year, and then it's neter avai, and then you can be poide it, and you can eat it. Tosfos brings another possibility, that yesh heter li isurei is you're allowed to make it happen. A nazir is allowed to be, yesh heter li isurei wouldn't just mean that he can be matir neder. It can also mean a nazir is allowed to become a nazir in the first place. Fine, we've talked about in the Masechta, maybe it's not the best thing to do, but la halacha, he's allowed to do it. Similarly, you're allowed to plant a tree, even though it's going to be Orla. On the other hand, you're not allowed to plant Kalaya Kerem. So that's another way of saying that with Orla, you only have two out of the three. In any case, because you have two out of the three, that's enough to say that the concept of Tam Ke'ikr should apply to Orla as well. So Abaye is asking Rav Dimi that you're telling me in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that from the word Mishras we're learning Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isser, but instead, based on this Braisa, or okay, maybe Tosfos says Abaye didn't know this Braisa, but anyway, we see that there is reason to say that instead we should say that it teaches us Tam Ke'ikr, which is a different din. So the answer is Amalei Ahumei Rabbanan. So one of the Chachamim says to Abaye, Rabba Bohu ki ka'omer l'Rabba Akiva. You should know when Rabba Bohu quoted the statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the first place, he was going according to Rabba Akiva. And Rabba Akiva holds Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isser, because we said in the Mishnah, Rabba Akiva says that if a Nazir soaks bread in wine and he eats the bread, then he's chayv. That's not a matter of Tam Ke'ikr, because you don't just have the Tam, you actually have the Mamoshos of wine in the bread, or according to Rashi, you're eating them together, whereas Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isser could be even if you're eating them separately. So Rabbi Yochanan is talking according to Rabba Akiva specifically. So therefore, since now this Braisa that you just quoted is according to the Chachamim, so they hold that you can learn from it Tam Ke'ikr rather than Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isser. So the Gemara says, Hey Rabbi Akiva. Well, which statement of Rabbi Akiva do we see that? Ilema Rabbi Akiva Dehocha. Do we mean, in fact, Rabbi Akiva's statement in our Mishnah? The Tanan Rabbi Akiva Oma Afilo Shorod Pite Beyayin. That Rabbi Akiva said that even if a Nazir soaked his bread in wine, V'yeshba Kedei Letzarif Kazayis, and there is altogether a Kazayis of bread plus wine together makes up a Kazayis, Chayev, then Rabbi Akiva says he's Chayev, and there you have Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isser. But how do you know that? Maybe we're only talking about when there's in fact a kazayas be'ein, when you actually have an actual kazayas of the wine soaked into the bread. So when Rabbi Akiva uses the expression latsarif kazayas, is because not because you need something else to combine together with the wine. The Rosh explains over here, and Rashi explains in Pesachim that, in other words, Rabbi Akiva means latsarif, just practically speaking, because you have the wine is in many places throughout the bread, and you'd have to kind of squeeze it out in order to get a kazayas. But maybe Rabbi Akiva does not necessarily mean that you actually are talking about where there's less than a kazayas of wine in the bread, and the only way to make up a kazayas is part of the bread. So maybe then, in fact, Rabbi Akiva is not saying Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isser. V'chitema Maila Memra. So then you're going to say, well, then what's the Chiddush? Of course, he had a kazayas of wine. And in fact, Tosfos says you can't say that he's teaching us Tam Ke'ikr, because then in that case, that Rabbi Akiva wouldn't mention it only over here. We saw before that it applies to other Isurim as well. So v'chitema ma'ila memra. So you're going to say, then what's the chiddush? You could say la puki mitanakama. You could say because Rabbi Akiva wants to tell us not like the Tanakama da'omad sheyishdu revius yayin, where we had the Tanakam, we had the Tanakama in the Mishnah. Then we had Mishnah Achrona, or then we had Mishnah Rishona actually, which was unusual that we said that we should have Mishnah Rishona first. And then we had Rabbi Akiva. So fine, you could say that Rabbi Akiva wants to tell us not like the Tanakama, meaning the Mishnah Rishona that said that the Tanakama, the Mishnah Rishona, had said that he's chayiv only if he drinks a revius of wine. So Rabbi Akiva wants to tell you it's not a revius, it's a kazayas. But maybe he's not telling you anything about Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isser. Ela Rabbi Akiva de Braisa. So rather, we have to say we're talking about a statement of Rabbi Akiva that we find in a Braisa. also about a nazir, but not our Mishnah, but the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, nazir shashara pita b'yayin, that if a nazir soaked his bread in wine, and he ate a kazayis of the bread and the wine, and the bread and the wine combined, chayev. Then he's chayev. So there it's clear that Rabbi Akiva is saying, had to mitzdarif le'isir. So now, one of the Chachamim says to Rabbi, when Rabbi Bohu was quoting Rabbi Yochanan and saying, Hetem et Stanif Leiser, he was talking according to Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim don't have to agree with him, they can hold it. Tam Keiker, and that would explain the Braisa that you brought about Orla and Kilaya Kerem. Okay. So we see from the Braisa that he actually says that he ate Mipasu Miyayim. Okay. And then you have. And again, you have different understandings, because again, we had different understandings before of Tam Ke'ikr and Hetem Etzdarif Le'isr, where we said before, Rashi had said that, one detail I didn't mention before is that according to Rashi's understanding of Tam Ke'ikr, what happens in effect is the Heter actually becomes Isr, and therefore a person gets Malkus for the whole thing, even though he didn't eat a Kazayas of the actual Isr itself. So Rashi in Psochim actually explains that since evidently the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva, so that must be because so Rabbi Akiva can't because Tam Ke'ikr, the Chachamim hold Tam Ke'ikr is Chayev as well. So therefore, it has to be that we're talking about a case where Tam Ke'ikr is not relevant. Only Hetem at Starif Le'isr, and therefore that and we're saying that Rabbi Akiva is Mechayev. So that would be the proof from the Braisa. So not necessarily just the fact that he uses the expression kezayis mipasu miyayin, but the fact that implicitly the Chachamim are disagreeing with him, and since they can't be disagreeing based on Tam Ke'ikr, then they have to be disagreeing based on Hetem et Starif Le'isr. Okay. So the Gemara continues, Omalei Rav Acha Breder of Ivya Rav Ashi, L'Rav Akiva de Kamukim Le'lahai V'chol Mishras Le'hetem et Starif Le'isr. Well then, if Rav Akiva holds that V'chol Mishras, that this word Mishras comes to teach us Hetem et Starif Le'isr, well then, Litim Tam Ke'ikr Menolei. Well then, where in fact does he learn the concept of Tam Ke'ikr? Which again, according to Rashi before, would mean that Tam Ke'ikr would mean even if you don't have the Mamoshos of the Isr, only the Tam of it, then that's enough to be Mechayev. And according to the Baal HaMor, the difference would be that even if it's completely blended in and you can't tell anything of it except its flavor, then you'd be Chayev. So where does Rabbi Akiva know that concept from? And we said before, it applies to Orla, it applies to Kalaya Kerem. And in fact, Tosfos in fact says, so okay, how do we know Taker Rabbi Akiva holds of that concept? Because the fact is that it's more logical to say it's Tam Ke'ikr is kind of more logical because Tosfos learns like the Baal HaMor that you have the actual mamoshus of the ikr of the isser when it comes to Tam Ke'ikr. You can't tell that it's there, all you can tell is by its flavor. So therefore, it's more logical to say that rather than Hetem et Starif Le'isr. So if he's telling us Hetem et Starif Le'isr, he surely must hold of Tam Ke'ikr. Where is he getting it from? So the answer is Yalef mi basa b'cholav. Well, he learns it from basa b'cholav. Lav tam ba'almahu. After all, when you cook basa b'cholav together, then not necessarily do you have the actual mamoshus of one and the other. You may just have the flavor of one and the other. You don't necessarily have the actual milk is embedded into the meat. And then again, you have the fact that the milk becomes also because it absorbed meat. So not just that the meat is also, but that the milk is also as well. So you can say that that's a concept of Tam Ke'ikr. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, well, then here it's no different either. Virabana, now what are the Chachamim who disagree with him? And they say we don't hold of Hetem et Starif Le'isr, and we use the Pasuk by Nozer to teach Tam Ke'ikr. So according to them, why do we need to learn it from there rather than Basa B'Cholov? They answer, Mi Basa B'Cholov like Gamin, because you can't learn from Basa B'Cholov. To Chiddushu, because there's a major Chiddush in Basa B'Cholov that you don't have by other Isurim. So the Gemara asks, My Chiddushe, well, what Chiddush exactly do you find by Basa B'Cholov that the Chachamim say that you can't therefore learn from it for other Isurim? You're going to tell me because meat by itself is mutter and milk by itself is mutter and only the combination is osir. So that's something unusual and maybe therefore you can't learn from it for other dinim in the Torah where the thing itself is osir. Well, the Gemara says, so what? Kelayim nami, hai l'chudish shari, v'hai l'chudish shari, or v'hadi adari osir. New, the same thing is true as far as kelayim. For example, kelaya kerem, let's say grapes by themselves are perfectly mutter, grain by itself is perfectly mutter, only when you plant one near the other, do you have a problem? Same thing with kelay behema, same thing with lots of other ones. So you have lots of examples of that, where one thing is mutter and the other thing is mutter. Shatnez is another example. So it's not such a chiddush by basa b'cholav. Ella, so rather, the Gemara says, no, the chiddush is, di torule kulo yeme b'chelba. If you were to take meat and soak it all day in milk, midaraisa, it would be mutter. One put a flavor into the other, because if they're soaked together long enough, one is going to absorb flavor from the other. But midaraisa, it's also only if they're cooked together, like savashol di b'chalevi mai. This wasn't cooked. But if you cook them together, it's also, so that is the chiddush that you have by basa b'chalav that you don't have by other isurim. So therefore, so the Chachamim say that therefore you can't learn Tam Ke'ikir from there to other places. Well, now the question is back on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, nami basa b'chalav chiddushu. Well, then according to Rabbi Akiva, it's also such a chiddush that you shouldn't be able to learn from it to other places. So you're right, the Gemara says, Ella, rather you're going to say, Yalef migi'ulei ovdekechavim. Rather, we can answer that Rabbi Akiva is going to learn the concept of Tam Ke'ikr from pots that were used by Goyim for cooking. D'Amar Achmana, now the Pasuk says after the war from Midian, where they captured lots of spoils from Midian, including things that had been used for cooking and baking and whatnot, and the Pasuk says, Lazar HaKohen tells them, Kol Davar Asher Yaveh Be'esh, anything that was used with fire has to be put through fire, in other words, you have to kasher it, and anything that was used with water has to be kashered with water. That's where we learn the basic concept of kashering kalim. So we can say over there that the memory dasiri gilu over kachavim. So that teaches us that otherwise, if you didn't kasher them, then the taste that comes out of the walls of the pot and goes into your food is going to be usher. So gilu over kachavim lav time of almuhu. So over there also, it's only a flavor after all that comes from the pot into your food if you were to not kasher it. The usher, and nevertheless, it's also without kashering. Hochanami loishna. Well then, Rabbi Akiva is going to say, well then here, it's no different, and we would say Tam Ke'ikr as well. Tosfos actually points out, now by Geuli Ge'ud Kechavim, you don't have Heter to talk about with Mitzdarif L'Isser. You have the flavor that came out of the pot. That is also, you don't really have any Heter to combine with it. So Tosfos gives an answer from Rabbi Yosef Ishi Yerushalayim that you have, let's say, for example, when we talk about things that the Goyim of Midian had previously cooked in, you could also have, for example, kalim that they had cooked wine in, where nizirim would be also to use them. So those kind are also to nizirim, and yet they're mutter to everybody else, and still because that at that point, at that point, stam yenam, at that point, wine of Goyim hadn't been asered yet, so. So therefore, in fact, Rabbi Akiva says that you could, in fact, learn from that. In fact, so you can have the same way. In other words, so that's the vart. In other words, with Geula Ovd Kechavim, there's no heter for its iser, as opposed to nazir there is. But on the other hand, here we could also be talking about something that was also to a nazir. So Rabbi Akiva says you can learn Tam Ke'ikr from there. So the question is, well, then according to the Chachamim, we can also learn from there. So what's the problem? Amalei. So the question was again that this was Rav Acha Breid Rav Ivya doing all this to Rav Asi, to Rav Ashi. So now, so Rav Acha says to Rav Ashi, fine, if you're telling me Rav Akiva is learning from Geula Ovd Kechavim, or the Rabbanan Nami Tibuk Lahu, Ami Geula Ovd Kechavim, so let the Chachamim learn it from there also. Omalei, and again, Rav Ashi answers him, Hosam Chidushu, because again, you can say, just like we said by Basa B'Cholav, there's a certain Chidush in Geula Ovd Kechavim that you don't have by other Isurim. Dua B'Chol Atara Kulam Noisin Tam Lefgam Mutter, because usually we have, if something is Noisin Tam Lefgam, if something gives an objectionable taste, a taste that makes something taste bad, then it's not also daraisa, at least. We learn it, in fact, Rashi in the Sugya in Psochim explains, because you have a pasuk that says you shouldn't eat nevela, And you have to give it to a ger toshav or sell it to a regular guy. Anyway, so we learn from that, since it says lo sochel, and it says that you should give it to a ger toshav and he can eat it, that implies that it's only going to aser only if it's edible. So from there we learn the concept of noisin tam lefgam, that if you have a taste that's not really edible, then it doesn't aser things daraisa. And yet by the geula of the kachavim, it's going to be also. But pashtos, the pots that we're talking about may have been last used quite some time ago, and any taste that's absorbed into their walls is already spoiled, and yet the Torah is saying you have to kasher them. So therefore, there's a chiddush. So the question is, well, then according to Rabbi Akiva, also isn't it a chiddush? So you're back to the same problem. And the answer is, because Rabbi Akiva says, the Torah is actually only answering a pot that was ben yoma, that was used in the last 24 hours. So then the taste that's in it is not spoiled yet. So therefore, so it's true. So there's no chiddush in it compared to any other case. Any other case, a is going to be tam. Here you have tam keikah, where it's not a spoiled taste, where it's not nosin tam lefgam, and by everything else, we're also going to say that you're right. If these pots had last been used more than 24 hours ago, it's true. In principle, you shouldn't have to kasher them. Okay, obviously you have, some of them might have been used within the last 24 hours, so therefore you'd have to kasher them. But if you knew that one, in fact, the Ritva in Psochim, the Ritva in Avodah Zarah rather, points out, you may have, like this, the Psochim I'm mentioning, they captured a lot of women and girls from Midian. Those women and girls may have used those pots on the way while they're in captivity. So then those are Bnei Yoman. So those would be the ones you have to kasher. So what would the Chachamim answer to that? They would say, even if it's ben yoma, even if it's used within the last 24 hours, still, inevitably, the flavor is going to be a little bit lefgam, and yet the Torah is saying that's fine. So therefore, you see that there's a chiddush in there that you don't have, b'chol ha-Torah kola, therefore they say you can't learn from there. So that's that. So now we've established then that Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim both have ways of learning Tam Keikar. Rabbi Akiva ultimately says we learn it from Geula of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say we learn it from Nazir. When it comes to Hetam, it's Tadaf Leiser. Then Rabbi Akiva, who has learned Tam Keikar from Geula of the Chachamim, he's going to say, therefore, we can learn Hetam, it's Tadaf Leiser from Nazir. The Chachamim, who've already used Nazir to teach us Tam Keikar, they don't have a place available to teach Hetam, it's Tadaf Leiser. And they hold that concept doesn't apply. Okay. Well, the Gemara continues. Based on what the Chachamim say in this sugya, though, we can also learn something about what Rabbi Akiva says. Even though they're arguing, there is a point that we can say that they kind of have in common. Lav Amri Rabbanan Hai Mishnas Litin Tam Keikar. The Chachamim had said that from Mishnas we learn the concept of Tam Keikar, or we cannot the Don the Holy Son in Shabbat Torah. And we said from there you can learn that the same applies to all these Sodom in the Torah. Well, the Rabbi Akiva Nami, to Komukim Le Lahai Mishras Lahetim and Starif Leser. Well, then if Rabbi Akiva says from that same word Mishras, we're learning Hetim and Starif Leser, Lema, so then according to him, shouldn't we say, Mikanat Adon the Holy Surah Shabbat Torah, that you should learn from Nazir to other Isurim in the Torah, and you should say Hetim and Starif Leser in other places as well? So why, according to Rabbi Akiva, do we not do that? And the Gemara answers, Omale, so Rav Ashi answers, Mishram to have a Nazir v'chatas shnei ksum v'boim ke'achad, because then it would come out that what we say by Nazir about Hetam and Tzadaf Leiser, and what we would say by Chatas, where you have the same concept as we're going to go on to say, then you would have Shnei Ksum Aboyim Ke'echad, two psukim, two different dinim, areas of halacha, where the Torah is telling us the same concept. And we know the concept in many places in Shas, V'chol Beis Ksum Aboyim Ke'echad, and Melamdin, when we have the same din taught in two different contexts, then we say that you can't learn from there to any place else in the Torah. Because if it was meant to learn from it in other places in the Torah, then the Torah would have said it in one place and make a binyan av from it for everywhere else. So unless we can find that there's something unique about Nazir or something unique about Chatas that we can't even learn one from the other, then we have Shnei Ksum Aboyim Ke'echad, as the Gemara is going to go on to discuss this point, and therefore you'd say that V'chol Beis Ksum Aboyim Ke'echad Ein Melamdin, so therefore we can't learn from that to anywhere else, and therefore we would say that it would apply only to Nazir and Chatas, but nothing else. Well, what are those? So nozir hodam moron. We just said how that is by nozir. Chatas maihi. Where do we see that by chatas? The Tanya. We learn in a brisa. The posik says koila sheyugav of soda yikdash. Anything that touches its flesh of a chatas will become holy. So yochal afilu shleibala. You would think that means that even if it didn't absorb anything from the chatas, it should still be considered kodesh. Tamad Lima, Bivsara, therefore the Pasuk says, in its flesh, which means Adshi Bola Bivsara, so we're talking about that it has to be that something of the flesh of the Chatas is absorbed into the other food. And when it says Yikdash, what does it mean? It becomes holy, it means Lias Kamoya, it becomes like the Chatas. She'im Psulahi, if the Chatas was Pasul, Pigul Noiso, whatever you have, whatever, you Pasul, then the other food is going to become Pasul as well, and you're going to have to burn it as well, and you can't eat it. V'im Kshera, and if the Chatas is kosher, Te'ochol, Kachomer Shabbat, then fine, you can eat the other food, but it has to be treated with the Chomeris of a Chatas, namely that only a Kohen can eat it, and only in the Azara, and so on and so forth. So you have a deadline for it, so therefore, so it would become exactly like the Chatas, because it absorbed from the Chatas. So in effect we're saying hetem et stadif leisu over here. So we're saying that in other words that the actual meat of the shlomim or whatever it is that touched the chatas, then it's going to have to be eaten like a chatas. In effect, it becomes as though it became a chatas. And in fact, actually, what happens is Mefoshim point out that you can have a case. Let's say, for example, it was a shlomim that was shechted yesterday. The deadline for eating it is shkia today. Now it touched and absorbed from a chatas, where the deadline was shechted today, and the deadline is chatzos, or alois ha-shachar, upcoming. But because it was a shlomim and absorbed from a chatas, therefore the result is it can only be eaten until shkia, because that's the deadline for the shlomim. Anyway, so Rabbi Akiva says that since you have this concept by Nozir and by Chatos, and on the face of it, we could have learned one from the other, and instead the Torah said it separately by each one, then that means we can't learn from them to anything else. Well, V'rabbanon, so what are the Chachamim answer to that? They say, it's not Shneik Zubabon Kechad Tzrichi. In fact, we need both of them. We couldn't have learned one from the other. De'i Kosev Rachmona Gabi Chatos, if the Torah told us this concept only by Chatos, have Amina Nozir Lai Osamina, you would say that a Nozir, you can't learn from that. Mishum de Nozir Mikodshim Lai Ofinan, because you can't learn a Nozir from Kodshim. A Nozir eventually brings Kodshim, he brings Korbanus, but the Nizirus itself is not a Korban. So maybe by Kodshim, the Torah is Machmir, not necessarily by Nozir. The ikos rachmana gabi nazir, but if the Torah told us this only by a nazir, have aminim nazir layofinin, you would say maybe you can't learn from nazir mishum de chomiri sure, because it's such a strict isur, da'afilu chartzan osur le, where we see, after all, that even grape seeds are osur to a nazir, even though normally a person is also only in things that are derech achila, only things that are normally eaten. Here you have something where he's also even in grape seeds that are not normally eaten. So therefore you couldn't learn chatos from nazir. So therefore the Chacham says it's not shnei ksuvim abayim keachad. It needed to say by each one individually. We couldn't learn one from the other. V'Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva answer to that? He says, why do you need both of them? Bishleim ikos rachmona chatos. Fine, I can understand you're right. If it said it by chatos like gomer nozer mina, then you couldn't learn the nozer from it to chulin, the chulin mikodshim like gomer. And fine, I agree with you. We can't learn chulin from kodshim, and a nozer after all is chulin. Elo lichtav rachmona ben nozer v'teisi chatos mine. So what? Let it say by nozer, and we could still learn chatos from it. Dehokol isurim shabat Torah kogami min nozer. After all, we learn many isurim in the Torah from. We learn many isurim in the Torah from Nazir. Namely, we said before, we have, for example, the concept of bitul b'shishim, we learn from a Nazir, because we're going to mention later on in the Perek that a Nazir, among his korbanos, is a ram, which is brought as a shlomim, that's the El Nazir that we mentioned in morning davening, and then you take the front right leg of it after it's cooked, and you give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen waves it, and then the Kohen keeps it and eats it. So now, when you cook them together, didn't the rest of the meat absorb from that piece, which is reserved for the Kohanim? Nevertheless, the rest of the ram doesn't become also for you to eat. The Chachamim figured out that the right front leg is about 1/60th of the volume of what's being cooked. So therefore, we have the concept of we learn the concept of bitul b'shishim for that from that. So we see that there are many Yisurim in the Torah that we learn from Nazir. So therefore, so Rabbi Akiva says, so fine, we can also learn Hetem et Starif Isur from a Nazir to Chatas. You're going to tell me because by Nazir you have this special thing about Chatzon? I don't consider that to be such a Chumrah that you should say that we can't learn from that. Because that's how it is. That's the way Nazir works, that he's not allowed to eat anything, Mikur Lashay Yosim Gefen Ayayin, anything that comes from the grapevine, and as we learned earlier in the Perek, anything that comes from completely ripened fruit, from anything that was at one point ripened fruit, that he can't eat. So therefore, it includes the seeds as well. So therefore, that's not considered such a chiddush that I should be bothered by that and say that you can't learn from that to any place else. So therefore, he says, it could have said it by Nozir, we would have learned from it from everywhere else, including Chatos. If instead it said it separately by Chatos, then it's Shnek Soma Boim Kachon. V'rabbonon Amrilach, the Chachamim are going to answer you back. They're going to say, Chatos, they're going to say, no, actually, each one of them is teaching us something different. Besides that, they said before that by Nozir there's a chiddush because of Chartzon, but v'rabbanon amilach chatos lahetem et staraf leiser. If it said it by chatos, then we would learn hetem et staraf leiser v'cholin mikodshim loy gamrinon. We wouldn't be able to learn cholin from it. So then we would say it wouldn't apply to Nozir. So in other words, the Chachamim are saying, even if we say, you want to say, you can learn Chatos from Nazir, but by Chatos, fine, you'd say Hetem et Staraf le'Isser, but you can't learn from that to Kod, you can't learn from Cholin to Kodshim, you can't learn from Kodshim to Cholin, rather, and Mishras litin Tam Ke'iker, and you're going to say, by Mishras, you're going to learn Tam Ke'iker, Mikanat Adon L'chol Yisun Shabbat Torah, and from there you're going to learn that applies everywhere else in the Torah, which means, in other words, that So now the Gemara is assuming Rishonim explain that there's a long explanation that the gist of it is up until now we've been saying according to the Chachamim we never say Hetem it's Tzadaf Le'Isser. Now we would say according to the Chachamim we would say maybe that Hetem it's Tzadaf Le'Isser. We can't say it by Nozir and by most Yisurim Shabbat Torah, but. We would say that it applied to Chatos, but that's about it. But Tam Ke'iker, we could say that applies to all these Sunim Shabbat Torah, because that it says by Nozir, and Nozir we can apply to everything else. So by Chatos alone, we would say Hetem et Staraf Le'Isser, but it applies only to Chatos, and Tam Ke'iker would apply everywhere else. Rabbi Akiva. Meanwhile, Rabbi Akiva would say Tavayu lehetem et staraf leiser. Both of them are teaching us hetem et staraf leiser because he says Tam Ke'ikur, you're learning from Geula Ovd Kachovim, as we said at the top of the Amud. Therefore, Havalu Shnek Suma Boim Kachod. So therefore, you have Shnek Suma Boim Kachod, V'chol Shnek Suma Boim Kachod and Malamdin, and therefore we can't learn from it to everywhere else. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva winds up saying that. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva winds up saying that you don't have any you can learn Tam Ke'iker. You don't have any place to. So he would say that you do say Tam Ke'iker, but you learn that from Geula of Chachamim, and from there you can learn. But you can't, and from there you can learn to everywhere else. Because he says it was only when the pot was Ben Yomer, and therefore the flavor is not yet Pogum, so therefore it's like any other flavor of Isser. As far as Hetem et Staraf Le'Isser, it's only by Nozir and Chatos, but not anywhere else. So then after that the next daf will continue with more on this topic of discussing the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and the opinion of the Chachamim, and continue with dealing with the dinim of a Nozir specifically. Shukayach, everyone.